and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's executive order now in place at the southern border, effectively sealing off asylum for those who cross into the U.S. illegally or try to. The U.S. Embassy in Lebanon is closed today after gunfire erupted outside the entrance. The gunman shot, but no one else was hurt, says ABC's Marcus Moore at the Foreign Desk.
This incident comes as heightened tensions are underway in the region and reports that Israel is calling up 50,000 additional reservists in preparation, it says, for any escalation on the Lebanon front. Clashes between Israel and Hezbollah have intensified in these last 2 weeks. All of this since the war broke out in Gaza on October 8th. The U.S. and other countries have been trying to keep this war from spreading into a wider conflict.
Amanda Knox, the American woman convicted of murdering her former roommate in Italy, then had that conviction overturned, has just been convicted again by an Italian court of slander. She had been trying to clear her name. This is ABC News. Due in court today, the Colorado dentist accused of killing his wife. Prosecutors in court papers say that James Craig laced his wife's protein shake with cyanide. New charges connected to the 2020 election in an alleged scheme to set up fake electors in Wisconsin to back former President Donald Trump. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Associates who helped former President Trump try to block Joe Biden from becoming president are facing new legal challenges. Two of Trump's attorneys and one of his campaign aides have each been charged with a felony, accused of being part of a scheme where bogus electors tied to Trump would certify him rather than Biden as the next president. The Wisconsin Attorney General charged the men with felony forgery, and each are facing up to 6 years in prison if convicted.
And in time for a big summer party, big case of beer, forget the six-pack. Pabst Blue Ribbon is offering a 180-pack. The 180-can case available for a limited time. It'll set you back $100. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The end of the school year. June Dairy Month, and the beginning of summer. And, of course, it's June's birthday. Stone of the month is pearl, a classic piece of jewelry for everyone, especially those coming up new brides. Shop at Pamela's for the perfect pearl jewelry and save 20% for your pearl jewelry for the month of June in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Today's forecast calls for daytime highs around 80 degrees, maybe some more thunderstorms later this afternoon, 53 degrees tonight, and then tomorrow 71 with a brief shower or sprinkle possible, especially afternoon. Right now in Richland Center, it is 65 degrees. We want to give you the next word here in our Summer Sconny Text to Win contest. This hour's word is red. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword RED, R-E-D, and you'll be entered in the big contest courtesy of Civic Media.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Gotta change my oil.
How about new Valvoline Restore and Protect? It restores and protects your engine to run like new.
Get in zone.
It restores your engine to, like, factory clean?
And protects.
Get in zone.
So Valvoline Restore and Protect restores and protects.
Now you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for
$37.99. Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO, WRCE. Today we're talking about a fun event here on the first half of the morning show. Tom Vinopal and Terry Filia are in to talk about the Wizards of Rod's fun run that's coming up and all of the related items. This is just a really fun subject. And Tom, good morning to you. I know you're excited to talk about this.
Good morning, Phil. What do you want to know?
Well, you're a founding member of this organization,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, I'm the only founding member left. We started in 1979, so that's when we started the club. And I think our first show was 80 or 81, and we've been going for 43 years now. So,
my goodness. Yeah. What was your first car of choice then when you first became a founding member?
Well, a little history for you. There was five or six of us that were all building vehicles at the same time. Mine's a 1936 Chevy half-ton pickup. I'm the second owner on it, believe it or not.
Is that right? Not many can say that.
My dad knew about when this uncle of his that bought it brand new at the end of 1936 and got all the discounts and whatnot. And he had it for 39 years, and I've had it now, next year will be 50 years. So I've had it longer than the first owner had.
Oh, my goodness. So you still actively take it out and about?
Oh, yes.
Some of the rallies?
Had it over to, we went to a senior living center Sunday, and I just put a different engine in it after all this time and found out that, it quit smoking, but now it leaks a little bit. So, but yes, it's still active.
They're kind of like humans sometimes, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
So what makes you excited about this year's Wizards of Rod's fun run?
Well, excited. We always hope. Oh. We hope people will show up. We put our flyers out all year round, and we try to get people up there. We have a lot of different activities going on. We always have kids and adult games. Have a poker run. We have a potluck on Saturday night. We have all kinds of things going on. We call it our fun run. So come and have fun.
It's a beautiful cruise to the Warrens area, isn't it?
You can get there. We're about 8 miles north of Toma is where where we're at. So, we started out in Mauston. That's where our P.O. box is. And we were there for 5 years at the fairgrounds. Then we moved over to Linden Station at the Nine Eagles Resort. And we were there 5 years. But there we had four different changes of management in 5 years. So it was like starting all over every year. So somebody suggested we go up to Jellystone in Warrens. And they accepted us, and we thought the grounds were fine. We were there 30 years. And now, 3 years ago, it was purchased by an investment corporation, and we would generally bring anywhere from 160 to 270 vehicles. They offered us a 40-car parking lot.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it just did not fit us. So now we're at the Lions Club grounds, which is still in Warrens. It's about 2 miles away, but we're still in Warrens. We've got both sides of the street, real reasonable camping. You can camp up there for, what, 50 bucks for the weekend.
Yep.
You can't beat that anywhere.
No, you really can't, yeah.
No. So...
And what's been like the best year? Do you remember the highest number of automobiles?
The highest number was 274.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it comes and goes. It depends on what else goes on that weekend, you know. So,
sure. The enthusiasts, though, they come from all walks of life, don't they?
They do. We've got doctors. We've got high-end cars. We've got low-end rat rods. Everything is welcome. So it's the same price for a vehicle, no matter what you bring up. So,
well, we hope a lot of people will take that in. Terry, maybe we could go over a little bit of the timeline and things and what will be happening at the Warrens Lions Club coming up.
At the Warrens Lions Club, which is a really good location for us because it's got a nice log cabin building with a commercial kitchen, plenty of camping area. We moved it from near where the log cabin is to across the street where they park the cars for the Cranfest. So we have a nice shaded area that they can get up against, and if it's not too dry, they can have a campfire and bring a camper, a tent, whatever. And so for the timeline, we start out on Friday going on a fish fry cruise to the American Legion in Toma, and they have a nice meal there for us. And then Saturday is our Dress Vintage Day, our fun day. We have our usual pinup contest and then followed by a beard contest. And there is no entry if some ladies out there want to be in the beauty contest. We just need your background and Tom will interview you. And we give out sashes and crowns and bouquets of flowers to the three runners up. We also have swap and vendor spots open for the whole weekend, and it's $20 a shot for the whole time. And for something new, we just accepted a vendor that's going to be doing tattoos, and he's from Racine, Wisconsin. He also does tattooing for Mississippi Mayhem show. And we also have our usual pinstriper, Highway Star. She does a real good job. She has items that she has pinstriped, and then she will pinstripe a vehicle. And then we have a poker run that Tom mentioned, and then at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, we're going to have a potluck. Everybody can get together. We are not having a band this year, but we're going to see if our DJ will play a little bit of music or something for in the evening. And those who want to join the campers, we can sit around a campfire and have s'mores or whatever. And then Sunday is going to be I almost forgot. One of my favorite things. We're going to have flame throwing on Saturday night after dark.
Flame throwing vehicles.
Flame throwing vehicles. Cars, trucks. We've even seen tractors in Yuba when the Roosters had their flame throwing.
Okay.
So, yes, that's quite a thing to see.
That is something that you don't see every day, isn't it?
Right.
Those guys with the long beards, you got to stay away from the flames, though, don't you, Tom?
At one point in time, it was a joke that you had to have a facial hair in order to be a wizard.
That's not the case anymore, huh?
No.
Well, I still carry it.
What about Sunday, Terry?
Sunday is going to be our show and shine display day and vote day. Our members will go out and pick their top 25 car, truck, or motorcycle, and we have trophies for that, as well as a plethora of homemade trophies that our members have made. A real close friend of mine made one with most bugs.
Really?
He had some bugs and some other things on a headlight frame, and so the person that got it thought it was the coolest thing. But we do have that day for people to bring their cars, park them, and then because it's an open show, we don't give out the trophies for all that kind of stuff, you know, like best in class for cars or trucks. We just, what years are the ones we do for the big trophy?
We split it. We have a top 25.
Yeah.
And what we do is, we do it as fair as we can. All of the members have a ballot. They pick out their top 25 vehicles. And, of course, you know, you might like a 56 Chevy and so might like a 29 Ford, whatever it happens to be. But eventually you run out of those, so you have to cross over. So the top 25 get voted on. That's how we give our top 25 trophies. And then we always have, I don't know, we don't call it best of show, but it's pre-48 and post-40. Pre-49 and post-48, yeah. What it is, that was the split when NSRA first started, you know, you could only have a rod at that time, pre-48. And the difference is bolt-on fenders versus the quarter panels. That's where they split. So traditionally, we always give two top trophies for that. Whichever gets the most on the pre-49 and whichever gets the most on the post-48. So
that's exciting. I'm sure you probably see new cars every year. I mean, new in terms of new to the show, right?
Oh, every year. It's kind of a debut for some, you know. We always see new things. Last year there was a 50 Mac truck that was street rodded, you know, and diesel has become very popular today. Rat rods, you know, they come and go. But yeah, they're a little bit of everything. That's the neat thing. You get up there and who's coming this year? Who's coming this year? You know, so.
Do they come from multiple states away as well?
Normally, I think right now my pre-registration is coming. The only ones we've got are from Iowa right now. But we get Minnesota. I've had Michigan. I've had Illinois, Indiana over the years. Just depends. See, we're not up against this year, but a week from now, the back to 50s will be going on up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and that's like 12,000 cars. Well, a lot of these people come from different states. They say, okay, we can camp there for $50 for the week and go on up to Minnesota.
Sure. So, not just a hop, skip, and a jump then when they're done.
Right.
So which one would get your top vote other than your own there? I mean, which one trips your trigger the most, Tom?
Well, I born in 56, I've always liked 56 Chevy convertibles, but they're kind of rare to come by. So that would be my top choice. So
right. And Terry, you must be an enthusiast, aren't you, too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so
I have a 1961 Ford Starliner.
Ooh.
It was my deceased husband's vehicle of choice. He had made plans to go buy one in Georgia back in 2007. He'd passed 2 days before the trip, so the kids and I organized a way to get down there after the funeral and all the arrangements were taken care of, and we went down and bought a Starliner, and I bought 3 parts cars with it so I'd make sure I had parts and left those in Georgia, and
I think there's only about 3,000 built that year.
Yeah. So I think the production was 2,000 and something for 60 and 61.
Wow, real rare then.
Yeah, mine's got a 390 in it with a 5-speed on the floor.
Wow.
And a 6-pack. And
you ever get any tickets or not?
No.
Okay. Yeah, knock on wood.
I also owned a 1959 square body T-Bird, but I was in an accident. Man T-boned me and on my way to Yuba for Fire in the Hills 1 year, so I don't have that anymore. It was too badly damaged.
Oh.
And then I have a car that I get ribbed for driving, a 1989 Crown Victoria LTD.
Oh, I think that's what you have today, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. That's got some size to it.
Yeah. So,
I like it. Wizards of Roz Fun Run is coming up Father's Day weekend. I can't think of a better place to take Dad, right, Tom?
Well, that's what I always say, and everybody says, well, we've got other things. We've got family things planned. Bring Dad to a car show. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, he's been always told to bring a kid to a car show. Well, maybe the two of you find some bonding there, you know. Mm-hmm. So.
And you have little cars there on Sunday, too. Don't you have pedal cars and things like that?
Yeah, we let the kids do their thing, decorating up their bikes, their pedal cars, strollers, whatever. It's free registration. They can just get that done. And like I mentioned, Sunday is our trophy day, and it takes some time for us to get through that. And it's always fun to see the people get their trophies and There was one fellow who came up when we were still at Jellystone. It was a cool morning. He came up in a rat rod. And rat rods don't usually have heaters or windows. And he had this fur-lined leather hat with the ear flaps on it. And he got out, and I could tell he was cold. It just struck me the tenacity of some people, you know, to their commitment to coming to a show. So he got my, I had made a trophy that year for best rat rod. And so I gave that to him. And then years later, he recognized me when I was at that gas station by Westby. And he said, I remember you. You gave me the trophy. And I said, yeah. I said, how are you doing? And he said, well, my family's grown. I had to sell the engine out of my rat rod to put a down payment on building a house. And he said, but I'm still working on it. So it's amazing the connections you make with people that you meet at the car shows and cruisings.
Anybody ever bring any station wagons? I mean, those are kind of rare, too, aren't they?
They are. They're rare. Occasionally we see one.
I saw one.
Matter of fact, last year, the guy up in Black River Falls brought a red 64 Chevelle station wagon, and he took one of the trophies that year.
That would be pretty rare, too, yeah. I would think. So.
And it was nice.
Do you know why there are not a lot of the larger cars anymore?
No.
Because they made good demolition derbies.
Oh, sure.
Vehicles.
They were a little heavier and, you know, stronger frame and things, I suppose.
Yeah,
interesting. Terry, I know you have a lot of sponsors that make this all happen. Would you like to recognize some today?
Yes, I would. We have some sponsors that have been answering my request to sponsor a trophy for several years now. The local ones, for everybody, it's $40 to sponsor a trophy. And what we do is the trophy place in Toma will do the trophies for us, and then we put a postcard on the bottom of it so that when the person gets their trophy, they can send, it's prepaid postage, send a thank you to the sponsor for their trophy. But anyway, of course, WRCO Radio, WCCU Credit Union, Jones Chevrolet, Philback Ford, Wagner Auto Service, L&M Salvage, which I felt would be a good sponsor, Olson Family Vision, RC Taco, one of our newer ones, Dr. Joseph Rundell from Richland Hospital, Pioneer Print Company, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Newton's Auto Restorations, they bought two trophies as usual, D&J Repair Auto and Cycle, now we're getting into Muscadet, Coon Valley, the sponsor there is Coon Creek Customs, Toma area, we have several, Lawrence Auto Body, Jurash Auto Repair, VIP Realty, American Family Insurance, Jeremy Hedeman, Eastside Auto Sales, Toma Granite Company, Rick Certified Auto of Toma, Don's Auto and Truck Center, Holthaus Insurance and Financial Services, State Farm. In La Crosse, we have Correll Standard of Excellence, LLC. La Crosse, Minnesota, TJ's Auto Glass. Marshfield, Wisconsin, McMillan Rod and Custom. And then Mcheski Park, Illinois, Instrument Services Incorporated.
A good number of them, it sounds like.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like it takes a lot to put this on every year. So, featured vehicles this year, Tom. I know there's a couple on your poster.
Patty Hartley. She owns the 47, what is that,
Buick
Roadmaster, yeah. It had some transmission problems last year at the end of the year. They got that fixed. That will be at the show. And then Charlene Molitor, she's got a 59 Chevy Apache, which is kind of a rare car in itself. All of those vehicles are upwards of $30,000 if you want to buy them on the straight market, you know. So,
and they come, all of the cars, I think, in different forms. Some are restored, some are, you know, not.
That's correct. I also have a 60 Chevy, and it's a mild custom. Got Cadillac taillights and a Continental kit on it, lake pipes. I just got a 60 Cadillac grill that I haven't got installed yet, but will be before shortly. So,
yeah. The Johnny Cash song, One Piece at a Time, kind of came to mind when you were talking about that.
And some of them do. Some of the rat rods, they have lots of things on them that probably shouldn't be.
It makes it fun, I'm sure.
It does. Yeah. It makes for an interesting weekend.
Terry, you have other events, not just the Wizards of Rod's Father's Day weekend, but you kind of do some things throughout the whole year, don't you?
Yeah, there's a story behind each thing. It's usually a member who was interested that wanted to promote the custom car culture in some way. I don't know how it began, but in Boston, there's a place called the Dairy Isle. They have this huge ice cream cone in front of the restaurant, and our club sponsors a summer cruise night, and that's the fourth Sunday of the month. And if you bring your classic, no matter what kind it is, car, truck, or motorcycle, you get a free ice cream treat. As well as, you know, they have a nice menu, and we just sit out and talk about cars or whatever. And then the girls that are serving the food, they're the judges. They get to choose their vehicle of choice. And we have a couple of members who make the trophies, and then the person that wins goes home with the trophy.
That's super. So the next one's coming up on June 23rd, it looks like.
That's correct.
Yeah. So anybody can get involved in that. Again, a Sunday, nice Sunday afternoon drive, then, it sounds mm-hmm. like.
Sure. Go get your ice cream.
Yeah, get the ice cream.
Come and go as you please.
Yeah.
And you have something in the fall as well, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's one of our last things that we do as a club. We have monthly meetings on the third Saturday of the month to take care of business. But the Fall Color Cruise this year is October 13th, and it's usually Tom and one of our other members will go out and map the route for about a 100-mile cruise. And you can bring your classic if you want, or you can bring your daily driver and just join in. And we have a few stops along the way, and then when we get to our destination, we'll all stay at a restaurant and have lunch together.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
And the donations this year are going to be going to Veterans Honor Flight. One of our members was asked to go on the flight last year, and he told us about it. He said that was one of the best welcomes that he had, you know, to thank him for his service. A lot of the Vietnam vets, which he was, they didn't get that when they came back home.
Yeah. Very nice. Tom, are you finding that there are younger people getting enthusiastic about it, or is it kind of like a lot of hobbies where maybe it's an aging population?
We're afraid.
Yeah.
we're aging out, and, you know, the government is trying to regulate these electric vehicles. Most of ours are gas, you know, and we grew up with them, but we're not as young as we used to be.
Yeah, I'm just wondering because I know old tractors a little bit, and sometimes it's what you grew up with, and that, right. and I think it's kind of like that a little bit with cars too, isn't it?
It is. For instance, when I got involved, I think the NSRA, National Street Rod Association, started in 1970, and they went back to 1948 for their collector cars, whatever they put in. At that time, you know, 67, 68 Camaros were 3 years old. Well, now they're 40, 50-some years old, and I can see whereas the other ones, the pre-48, that was only 22 years. Now, I can see where the younger people think that's an old car, but I grew up with it. It's still a new car to me.
Sure.
So.
And what about finding parts? Does that become more difficult or not?
If you can't find anything at your local auto parts store, there's swap meets. We were at one in Dubuque here earlier. My son has purchased a 59 Cadillac, and he got some parts down there reasonably. But there's a lot of things that are made now, you know. Some of them might be China, but you know, you they're made, they're repopped now. So
if you need it, you need it.
Yep,
right,
that's so right,
go with it. So I presume you're in the beard contest too, are you?
No.
You're not.
Nope, that's one thing that none of the trophies, none of the awards stay with the club.
Right.
You know, we invite people. were there to promote our event by bringing people in and sharing everything with them. We're kind of we bring enthusiasts together.
Yeah. Networking and communication with each other.
Sure. Well, that's a fair way to do it then. It really is. What's your favorite part of the weekend, Terry?
Working registration and seeing all the people come in.
Okay.
We have gatekeepers now that collect the money at the gate, and then the people come up with their sheet and sign their name for the liability and so forth, and then we get to give them their goodie bags, their dash plaques, and just seeing people over again, and then new people coming in. Somebody that I gave a flyer to 6 months ago, you know, and I see him walk through the door, it's like, yes.
It worked.
It worked.
Well, if people are hearing this, what's the best way to find out more information or register? Do you have to pre-register, or can you just show?
Well, today's the last day you can pre-register. You get it in the mail, because okay. We've got to sort things out and get ready. We're having a meeting this coming weekend.
Sunday, and we're going to stuff goodie bags.
Okay.
Yep. So that'll be the last day to pre-register, but it's always good to pre-register. That way, we have some pre-registration prizes. And if you pre-register, you not only save $5 on your registration, you also have a chance to win some select prizes. So we try to get people to pre-register.
Okay. But they can still
sign
up. You can show up.
Walk in, just you bet.
Show up.
And then drive in. I should say drive in.
Yeah.
And you can just do it for the day? Like if you just could only come Saturday, you can just show up?
It's $12 a day, $18 for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And then,
Well, the pre-registration
The weekend's
is,
20.
Yeah, pre-registration's 15. So.
Yeah, which ends today.
Boy, that's real reasonable.
Yeah, and then $50 to camp for the weekend.
And that's reasonable, too. Try getting a hotel room.
Exactly.
A little bit more money than that.
So. It's primitive. Got to admit that. There's no water or electric, but it's $50 camping.
I presume some might even pull a camper behind, right?
They do.
We've seen some vintage campers, some nice ones.
Yeah. Those are awesome. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
As a matter of fact, we've split our camping up this year, both a vintage area and a more modern area. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Anything else either you'd like to add about that upcoming weekend?
Well, come Saturday, we've got all kinds of games and fun, and I like the pinup contest. It took me quite a while to get it, and I think this is our 8th or 9th pinup contest. And, you know, a lot of people think, that's like a wet T-shirt contest at a biker show. No, it's not. It's elegant. The girls dress up. They look excellent, all their makeup, their favorite hairdos. It was designed originally for our veterans in World War II. Yank magazine would put a pinup in every month and send it to our veterans out in, well, at that time they were our GIs. A lot of people don't know it, but Lucille Ball was in it one time. So, you know, there's it's not sleazy.
So vintage clothing? Perhaps?
Vintage clothing. Yep. We have some vintage vendors coming up this year. So,
mm-hmm. Yep. Well, that's awesome. That's on Saturday as well. So. Yeah. Great. It's been fun to learn about it. We hope that it goes well. We'll keep reading a good forecast, because at this point, the extended forecast is pretty good for that weekend.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Keep your fingers crossed.
And we are also collecting pull tabs. We save those for Ronald McDonald House.
Oh.
And you can bring them in a Ziploc bag or a 5-gallon bucket, whatever amount you've collected. And we fill 55-gallon drums that we donate to Ronald McDonald House when we have a nice collection. And then they, of course, can take them to a recycling place and cash them in for the aluminum. But that's something that we've done ever since I've been a member. And last year we had a little battle between a couple of clubs, and they said, well, if you have more than we do, we will put $500 on the 55-gallon drum that you fill.
Wow.
And I think it was, $1,800?
We had 12 full 55-gallon barrels 2 years ago.
My goodness. Yep. A lot of good was done then, wasn't
That's
it?
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
wow. And I have little spinner things that I give away that you can just watch the tab spin around. I saw it at the Holy Cow and Union Center. The Roosters Car Club had them made. So now I have some made that I give away to people just to remind them to save those pull tabs.
Oh. Wonderful. Wizards of Rods, cruising and camping through the decades, Father's Day weekend, June 14th, 15th, and 16th. Thanks for coming in, you two.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hey, you've got a milestone coming up, don't you?
I do?
Yeah, haven't you been announcing for a long time?
Yeah, well, 38 years or so.
Well, I've got something for you.
You do? Oh, thank you. My goodness. Oh, should I unwrap it on
air?
Yes,
go right ahead. Right. You do that.
All right.
Unwrap it on air.
All right, we'll do that. Make a lot of noise.
I got this idea a while back that you said you didn't have a gold record for your wall.
Oh, my goodness, Tom. That is awesome. A gold record. Those were the days, WRCO labeled by DJ Phil Nee. That is awesome. I'll have to pound a new nail in the wall.
That's all right. You do whatever you want with it.
Thank you. That's my first gold record.
I knew it would be.
Thank you very much. More of the morning show is coming up in a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Baskerville's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Baskerville, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Baskerville today.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Get ready to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy tradition. It's the 33rd Sauk County Dairy Breakfast. Join us on Saturday, June 8th at United Dreams Dairy, E8810 Zach Road in North Freedom, Wisconsin. The United Dreams Dairy team, along with the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast Committee, invite you and your family to enjoy a delicious breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m. Indulge in pancakes, scrambled eggs with ham, and all the fixins while exploring educational and historical displays as well as equipment exhibits. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $4 for children age 7 to 12, and children 6 and under get in for free. Don't miss out on this dairy-filled event. There will be no shuttle buses. Make sure to mark your calendars and join us for the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday from 7 until 11. We'll see you there.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Welcome back to our boarding show studios in WRCO and WRCE. At this time, we're going to introduce you to someone you're going to be hearing a little bit more of this year as we approach the Richland County Fair in September. Lyrica Marks, who is the Fair and Recycling Coordinator, comes to the studio today to talk about the many events. I guess, Lyrica, it is that time of year again, isn't it?
It is, and I am very excited.
So you took over the post. How long have you been on the job?
My first official day was March 11th, so about 2-3 months ago, which is kind of crazy to believe. So yeah, it's been a fun time.
So tell me a little bit about your history. Did you grow up in the area?
I grew up over in the Gays Mills area. I currently live in Ferryville now, but I still consider myself, you know, part of the Richland County now. I went to school for design and marketing, which is how I got into this position, and I absolutely love it so far. It's a phenomenal job for myself, and I've been enjoying it a lot.
Growing up, you actually shopped in this direction, came to this area, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I used to come to like the Walmart and stuff with my mom when I was younger. We used to go get KFC, Taco Bell. So I did come here quite often. So when I saw the position open up, it was not anything too crazy. My mom kind of questioned why I would be willing to drive an hour every day for work, but for me, it was nothing.
So far, it's been a fun gig for you then, it sounds like.
I have absolutely loved it.
And you're coordinating a lot of things, and you're having a timely visit because you want to get the word out. June 15th is kind of an important date,
yep.
Isn't it?
So June 15th, we actually do have our fair entries opening up for the Richland County Fair. But with that, we do have the avian flu going around in dairy cattle right now. So that's going to be creating some hurdles for us. We aren't quite sure where that is going to go or how that's going to look this year, because it is still about 3 months out. So as things continue, things could rapidly change. We're going a lot through DATCAP with that, and because that's going to be our main source for the most updated information. However, right now, like I said, things could rapidly change. That's about as much information as I have on that.
So it'll be kind of like a week-by-week thing where you're just going to have to kind of pay
attention.
Basically,
I do get emails every week from DATCAP giving me the update, but right now, like I said, it's 3 months away. Things are rapidly changing, and for the state of Wisconsin, they aren't quite sure what it's going to look like. I am in talks with the vet in the area who is giving me those updates as she gets them, but like she said, right now it's just unknown. We wish we had more of an update, but it could go anywhere.
And I'm sure you're going to be following other county fairs in the state to see how they're handling it as well, aren't
Very
you?
Much so. I actually have been speaking with the Crawford County Fairgrounds coordinator, and so me and her are going back and forth a bit on notes for things going on with that. But
yeah, well, we'll and certainly keep us posted, too, so we can get the word out as well. Some of the things you're working on, can you tell us anything about entertainment?
So I am actually very excited for entertainment. In years past, I know that we've had things such as the tractor pull, the demo derby and such, and we're trying to incorporate a lot of years past things, keep the tradition going, but we're also taking a turn and trying to bring in new things, new ideas. So I do know that we will for sure have the tractor pull, which will be the Southwest Pullers again. And then with that, we will also be having our pedal pull. We will have a lot of our kids' entertainment. We're having the balloon artist return, which a lot of people are very excited about. And then we are looking at having a concert come this year. The person is still in the works, but it's something that I am very excited and looking forward to.
Oh, that's awesome. What night would that be? Can you tell us that?
That would be September 7th, which is the Saturday night. And then the tractor pull will be on that Friday night beforehand, which is the 6th.
So still in the works, and we got to stay tuned for more about that then.
Oh, yes, 100%. I am very excited for that.
Well, you certainly couldn't do it without your sponsors, could you?
No, not at all. I am very much very thankful for the sponsors that we have received so far. I've been very much trying to connect with each individual business, each person in the area. I've been going in and out of every business in this town, introducing myself, reaching out. And we have received a few sponsorships, which I am very, very excited about. However, if people like are still interested, they are also welcome to come to me. We appreciate any little thing. And that's what makes the fair possible. That's what makes our entertainment possible. And yeah.
It seemed like last year, and I know you weren't involved last year, but it seemed like numbers were coming back. You know, everybody was kind of saddled a little bit with the COVID years and things like that. But I think we're kind of getting back to attendance being pretty good for county fairs, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I know that they have been increasing again, which is very exciting. And hopefully with this new turn that we're taking with the concert and our new ideas along with our traditional things, hopefully that keeps the crowds coming and that keeps everybody involved and keeps allowing friends and family to make memories.
Could you use some volunteers?
Oh, 100%. I would love volunteers. If anybody is interested in volunteering, they are welcome to come to the fair office or shoot me an email. We are always looking for volunteers. Great way to connect, great way to build community. I want the fair to be a big community-based event.
Lots of times with young people, it looks good on the resume or for volunteer hours, too, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. And realistically, we can find a job anywhere for any volunteer, whether it's photography or helping us set things up, or if they're just looking for experience in something, they can come talk to me. And if they're interested, I will do my best to find a place.
Did you show at county fairs when you were growing up?
I actually did not. However, I do have a lot of friends and other close relations to me that did. I actually used to I grew up going to Virginia every summer, which was an entirely different fair experience. So I did not experience a whole lot of the Wisconsin fairs up until my more recent years. But now I love going around to all the county fairs that I can, and especially going around and looking at all the animals and then seeing all the hard work that each person who is showing is doing because they dedicate so much time to it. I was actually lucky enough to go to one of the 4-H meetings and meet them a bit, see and hear things that they have going on, which I am very thankful to have been able to do that and meet them, because it completely blew my mind with how much time they give to what they are truly dedicated to. And so with the fair, I want to be able to really show that as well.
Very important for those 4-H kids all the way through. It's that's kind of the spotlight of the whole weekend, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. The fair is, when I was learning and starting this position, was very much emphasized that the fair is based around the idea of the 4-H and being able to show who they are and what they are dedicated to. And then with the entertainment and everything, that's just to bring in more people to show those and get that out and give those young children, teens, all of them, the chance to show what they are proud of.
The other part of your title is recycling coordinator. You've been involved in that. You had cleanup day not too long ago.
I was going to say, we did do the cleanup day. That part of my position, I am still getting into a bit more. I've been very fair focused since coming into the position. So that's been where a lot of my focus has been. However, I ended up going to the cleanup event and helping out with that a bit. Hopefully by next year, I will be taking over on that. But that's something that is still in the works, still figuring that out as we go, just as I do with everything else every day.
Sure. Because you had just recently taken over when you had the first cleanup day. So.
Yep. Very, very much. It was about a month and a half afterwards. So.
A learning experience then, wasn't it?
Oh, very much. But I've been enjoying it every step of the way.
Great. Tell us about fair books then for the upcoming Richland County Fair.
So the fair books for this year are actually the exact same ones from last year. Last year's fair books were a 2-year fair book. That's how we usually try to keep them. So there aren't any changes. Most of the people who got one of the fair books last year were told to hold on to those just because we weren't making any changes. However, if somebody needs one for whatever reason, we do have some extra copies in the fairgrounds office, which they are welcome to come and grab.
How much online? I mean, you can do a lot of things and find it out. Do you have a website that people can go to?
We do have a website. We also have our Facebook, which is where I do a lot of our updates through. And I have recently taken that over, so hopefully there will be a lot more activity on there. I am trying to post as things go. I'm trying to post our sponsors, our opportunities, the entertainment as we figure that out, all of our vendors who will be returning, plus the new ones that we have coming, and all of our updates as we hear them, I will be posting. So, yeah, if anybody wants any updates, they are welcome to go follow our Facebook page.
So let's look down the road here. Goals you have in mind? I mean, you just can't snap your fingers and say, you know, the Rolling Stones are coming or something like that. But I mean, what kind of goals do you have in terms of the fair for the future?
In the future, I really want to build more community is a big goal of mine and bring more people in and give them those experiences and those memories. So as I keep going, that's my focus and how to get there. I'm always open, always, to suggestions and things people want to see, because I do think it's a balance of tradition, but also moving forward as time changes. And like you said, a few years ago were the COVID years. Things obviously took a change after that, took a turn. And so being able to adapt to changes like that and then going with it as that goes. But I do want new ideas. I want to bring in new things. I want to bring in new people and give more people that experience to show who they are, while also having those memories and being able to express themselves.
How often does the fair board meet?
Our fair board meets once a month. It's always the fourth Wednesday of the month. So that should be coming up. I don't know the exact date off the top of my head, but it is the fourth Wednesday.
So it'll be coming up. So people are welcome to attend there, too, if they
Yes, 100%. If I would absolutely love if people were to show up. Like I said, I just recently started this position. I am still learning, and I would love to hear community opinions. I know that some people were talking about how the schools are closing now on those Fridays of the fair for the fair. So that's something that we have been in the discussion of, is to what to do like with those changes. And so like I would love to hear community opinion. I would love people to come show up and tell me what they would like to see, tell me things that they would like to see change or new ideas that they have.
Yeah, wonderful. Input is very good, isn't it?
Oh, very much. It's what keeps us going.
It's the community's fair, basically, yeah. The county's fair. What about posters? Are they going to be up soon?
So I am hoping that those will be up by the end of this month. I just have to solidify all of our entertainment by this point. Otherwise, most of the schedule is set. So hopefully by the end of this month, we will get those up and going so that we can advertise and get everybody excited. And I will say that we do have a fair theme for this year, which is, oh, the places you'll show, going off the Dr. Seuss book, which I'm very excited about.
That's a great title.
Oh, yes.
I like that.
Very excited. We were discussing it, and we all agreed that it's something that both children and families will love based off of the familiar Dr. Seuss title that will bring even the older generations back to their roots and their childhood from when they were into that.
Yeah, the magical time of going to the fair.
Oh, 100%.
So, yeah. So, well, it's been really nice to meet you. I know we're going to be talking more to you here as we approach the Richland County Fair. But again, you want to get out the word that June 15th is kind of a key date for you, isn't it?
Oh, yes, 100%. Like I said, June 15th is the day our fair entries do open up. So we do want people to be aware of that. They do close on August 1st. So get their entries in within that time period and they're set. We look forward to seeing everybody, too.
And the fair is coming up the same weekend as normal? And
September 4th through the 8th is the fair dates this year. So it'll be that Wednesday through that Sunday.
And hope and pray for good weather then, too.
Oh, 100%, yes.
We've had a little rain early on. Now, normally things average out, so it may be dry by that time. You never
hopefully,
know. So.
Hopefully it will be at least a few dry days for the events we have planned.
We hope so. And the crops hopefully will be looking good. And you know,
oh, yes. Can,
show and everything else. So, well, very nice to meet you, Lyrica. Good luck with your new position, too.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me today.
Lyrica Marks, Fair and Recycling Coordinator for Richland County, as we look at the Richland County Fair coming up in just a few months.
Looking for some great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Our bigger bag sale was a great success, and the shelves and racks have been restocked with many new donations of clothing and household items. Come and shop locally, where the profits of your purchases help support other area nonprofit organizations. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., and on Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center at 120 South Main Street. See you there!
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Get ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at Richland Center. See you there.
Can they come?
WRCO 100.9 FM.